Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's two good teams, number one, and then when you have their history of winning, it brings to me a degree of poise and composure when they're in these, you know, situations that they've been in this year or even last year and through the playoffs. You know, one of the things that we respect and I was impressed by as they went through the playoffs, coming here and then going to Baltimore, both on the road, both in close games, and they were very poised throughout. So it's certainly something that comes with probably winning over the years and winning Super Bowls.
Sean McDermott, the Bills and the Chiefs, marquee game in the NFL schedule Sunday here at 4:25. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog to your calls again in a moment. I'm just counting now. This, we haven't done post-game for every one of them, but this is our 19th Bills-Chiefs game together.
Wow.
From 2003 to Sunday, they've played the Chiefs 18 times, and now another. Playoffs included, of course. They also met in 02. There, you know, the Indianapolis is an example. The way the standings fall, the way the schedule works, you will go... You can't go more than like 3 years, but you can go long stretches without seeing certain conference opponents very often, who might be somebody like that now, the Raiders or somebody like that now, because they've been bad and the Bills have been good. Instead, right. You know, these teams finish first in their divisions every year. How many years is it? It's at least four. So they're going to play every year. And then you have the playoffs too. It's almost like a division opponent. It's almost twice a year.
It is. Yeah, that's exactly what it feels like.
So, and even when the Bills were in the drought, 08 through 15, 8 years, they met Kansas City every year. Just that's how it worked. Maybe neither team was that good. Or when it was different, one team, that was the year those
divisions played.
Met.
Right. So, yeah.
08 through 15, they met every year. And then in 17, they played. That's a game the Bills won in Kansas City after the Saints, that Saints debacle and Peterman and all that
right,
stuff.
Right, Taylor went back in and they won a close
Chargers.
Game.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then 18, 19, no, since though. The game in the COVID year, 2020, here that the Chiefs won, rematch in the playoffs, 21, Bills win easily on a Sunday night there, rematch in the playoffs, 22, the Bills win a close game there, no rematch, then last year, twice. A lot of history. It's fun. Let's go to Mike next. Hi, Mike.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Really well. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Well, anyways, I'm gonna
thank you.
I'm gonna say that I don't believe in the Kansas City Chiefs. All right? This year, especially, that last game with the block field goal,
mm-hmm.
if you looked at that game, if you looked at that play, do you realize that was a penalty? That wasn't called. It was called leverage. The guy that made the block put his hand on the back of the guard and pushed himself over the guard and made the play with his hand. That is called leverage. That is a penalty, number one. Number two, when they played Atlanta and the ball was thrown in the end zone, that was a blatant pass interference call. The Kansas City Chiefs are getting way too many breaks. I believe it has to do with the marketing and the fact that Taylor Swift is at all the games. It just makes sense that that's the problem. The other thing is I'm not thrilled with Patrick Mahomes. He won the MVP last year of the Super Bowl, did not deserve it. But yet he got it because of his name.
Who should have won?
What's that?
Who should have won?
Harrison Butker should have won it.
Okay. It's an answer.
You can't disagree with me on that.
I can't?
That's the only reason they won, because of him.
Okay. Well, I mean, he's a kicker, but okay.
It doesn't matter.
It kind of does. No kicker has ever won the Super Bowl MVP, Mike. It kind of does.
You're correct. They haven't. But that doesn't mean that it doesn't have to happen.
No, it doesn't. But you also don't have to think it. I'm pretty sure you don't have to think
it. I did.
That's fine.
Well, I did.
You're right.
You're demonstrating that you're thinking a lot of things.
That's fine.
I don't agree much with at all.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't believe the Kansas City Chiefs deserve to be 9-0
now. You think the league is giving them gifts because Taylor Swift is really popular. Let's just say it plainly, because that's what you're implying. Why don't you say it flat out?
That's part of it. But also Patrick Mahomes. They're giving gifts because Patrick Mahomes is considered the poster boy for the NFL.
Well, you'd want it in this whole conspiracy mindset, Mike, where like it's all going to be sort of fixed for Kansas City. If you're the NFL, wouldn't you want it to be close?
Yeah, I would. I totally would.
All right, so they're going to lose here at some point, or do you think they'd rather have?
They're going to get their rear end kicked this weekend,
despite Taylor Swift.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Correct. We're going to beat them 48-17.
40. Let's leave it at that. Thanks, Mike. 48-17. I love that. Mm-hmm. Man, if that is the final score of this game, this call goes down in history. That is calling a shot right there.
For a variety of reasons, but mostly the score.
Despite Kansas City getting every call, they will lose by 31. Love it. Love it, Mike. Thank you for being a part of our show. Russ is next. Hi, Russ.
Hey, how you guys doing? Off the top, I just got to say, I enjoy and I learn from WGR's coverage of the Bills from the morning. One Bills Live sale, and you guys, it's tremendously entertaining.
Very nice. Thank you.
My observation is I think the Bills and the Chiefs, this season anyway, are a lot of similarities in that Yes, the Bills have lost two games, but a lot of their games have come down to just making magic, pulling something out to win a game this week with the Colts, and all season with the Chiefs.
Yeah.
They have both have Hall of Fame quarterbacks. The Chiefs have Andy Reid, and I really have faith in Sean McDermott that he is going to turn out to be a really, really great coach. This week, I'm wondering if this is a who blinks first game. It's two teams that have shown in a lot of games that at the end of the game, at crunch time, they can get it done. And I don't know if that's just me or if you guys see the same similarity.
I think it's much more that particular point for me, Russ, is much more earned by Kansas City than the Bills. This is one area where the Bills have not quite this is actually, put it a better way, this is where I think people who doubt them the most. We'll let you go. There's a lot of noise here. But if you, sorry to do this, everybody, but to the caller's point, if you knew the Bills were going to lose in the postseason this year, how would you expect it to happen? The big games, the whole running bit about how the Bills are always in the game of the year in the NFL, but lose it. Like, it's there is enough truth in that to make that particular point. I think at least one of the biggest areas of concern about them, it's manifested in different ways. We'll talk to Ross Tucker in 20 minutes. This is how Ross talks about the Bills. Love the quarterback, great team. Now there's more of a different vibe this year, all these things. But I go back to last year when he mentioned this a lot when it came to the Bills versus the Chiefs or the Bengals, is picture that playoff game, who wins? And what happened? The Bills, I mean, they had their injuries, but teams do. They held up. They got the game to the two-minute warning, down by a field goal, and they choked it. Allen should have thrown underneath, bleed the clock, try to win the game in regulation, at worst kick your field goal. Instead, it's two incomplete passes to the end zone and a missed field goal, and that's it. Like, that is an example. Philadelphia, mm-hmm. that's an example of the Bills missing when they often don't. Like, during the season, I think this game on Sunday, it didn't prove to be that close, as an example of a game where the Bills are the smarter team than Indianapolis. In the playoffs against these guys with all that experience and talent, it's a different thing. So I think these two teams, the records show it. The head-to-head shows it. They've been right together for, what is it now, 4 years going on five? They are right together. You want to put one over the other? You want to put Kansas City ahead because of the playoff success? Fine, I'm not going to fight you on that. But really, the Bills have been pretty much as good for 4.5-plus years as the Chiefs. That is what the Chiefs have that the Bills don't, is that sort of, what do you want to call it, composure, whatever it is.
They just come through. I
mean, they just come through.
They win the toss in overtime, drive down the field, and get the touchdown against Tampa. That's it. We're done. We're done here, right?
Or against the Bills in the playoffs.
Sure. The Bills against Philly last year, game of the year, got the ball in overtime, couldn't get there. You know, it just, I don't mean to cherry pick. Last week against Miami, I mean, the Bills were very fortunate to even get in position to try a 61-yard field goal. And yes, Butker has made his share of long kicks. Like, Kansas City's not completely dominant and always buttoned up. But the Bills needed a Jordan Poyer brain cramp to even have any of that happen. So, you know, they just seem to have that on a lockdown more often than the Bills do. Again, they're not impervious to, you know, Mahomes threw an interception in overtime of the AFC Championship game at home against the Bengals. Like, it, you know, it has happened that they have not gotten through or come through. But I think there's a longer list of Bills missteps in moments like that.
Thank you, Russ, and everybody. This is fun. Getting connected with the fans brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Ross Tucker at 5. We'll have time for a call or two next. Hopefully you didn't miss Rob Gronkowski about an hour ago with us. If you did, all our audio from within the last day, I guess. on the Audacy app, AUDACY. It's free. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, this is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.